These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The Great Courses cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors, carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled Great Masters, Mahler, His Life and Music. The lecturer is Professor Robert Greenberg. Professor Greenberg is an accomplished educator and composer. He holds degrees from Princeton University and the University of California at Berkeley, where he received his Ph.D. in music composition in 1984. Currently on the faculty of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, he served as chair of the Department of Music History and Literature and director of curriculum of the Adult Extension Division for 13 years. He is also a resident music historian for National Public Radio's Weekend All Things Considered program. In addition to his teaching, Professor Greenberg has been recognized for his compositional work. His awards include 3 Nicola De Lorenzo Prizes in Composition, 3 Meet the Composer Grants, and commissions from the Koussevitzky Foundation of the Library of Congress, the Alexander String Quartet, and the Dancer Stage Ballet Company. His music is published by Fallen Leaf Press and CPP Belwin and is recorded on the Innova label. Professor Greenberg prepared the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide includes a detailed outline of each lecture, a glossary, a timeline, biographical notes, and bibliography. To get the most out of this course, you may find it useful to follow along with the outlines or review them before or after each lecture. Lecture 1, Introduction and Childhood.
Welcome to Great Masters. This is Mahler, His Life and Music, and this is Lecture 1, Introduction and Childhood. My friends, we've got to talk about it. Talk about it now. Talk about it up front. Isolation, alienation, a stranger in a strange land. The angst and terror of never belonging, being psychologically and culturally alone, isolated, disconnected, separate. Mahler, the eternal outsider. Mahler, the eternal Jew. Mahler himself said, quote, "I am thrice homeless, as a Bohemian in Austria, as an Austrian among Germans, as a Jew throughout the world, everywhere an intruder, never welcomed," unquote. Mahler's Jewishness was held against Mahler the man, Mahler the conductor, and Mahler the composer, both during his lifetime and after. On April 10th, 1897, 2 days after the announcement of Mahler's appointment as conductor of the Vienna State Opera, the Viennese newspaper Deutsche Zeitung attacked what it called, and now I quote, "the frightening Jewification of art in Vienna," and questioned whether a Jew could perform our great music, our German opera, unquote. In a review published in Der Deutsche Musik der Gegenwart in Munich, Rudolf Lewis wrote the following in 1910, 1 year before Mahler's death, and I quote, "If Mahler's music would speak Yiddish, it would be perhaps unintelligible to me, but it is repulsive to me because it acts Jewish. That is to say, it speaks musical German, but with an accent, with an inflection, and above all, with the gestures of an Eastern, all too Eastern Jew. So even to those whom it does not offend directly, it cannot possibly communicate anything. One does not have to be repelled by Mahler's artistic personality in order to realize the complete emptiness and vacuity of an art in which the spasm of an impotent mock titanism reduces itself to a rank gratification of common seamstress-like mentality," unquote. Again, my friends, the key line. This is to say that Mahler's music speaks musical German, but with an accent, with an inflection and above all with the gestures of an Eastern, all too Eastern Jew.